Well, the fight to ban sodas over 16 ounces in New York apparently is now officially over. Yesterday, the people who wanted it to happen lost their final appeal. So gigantic sodas are still legal in New York.
That's been going on for how many years?
Been going on for quite a while. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think that's government's right to tell you if you can have 16 ounces or 48 ounces.
I want my Mountain Dew. I don't care how big it is. Shia LaBeouf was arrested for being disorderly and disruptive at a Broadway play last night. At the police station, he threatened to mess up the cops. Using
that's
other
a polite
words.
Way to put it. Yes. Yeah.
And even called one of them a homophobic slur. He then started spitting, and they had to put a mask on him.
My gosh. A little out of hand there, Shia. Settle down. Woman from New Jersey suing her former company because they made her drive to work during rush hour. What? She asked her bosses if she could come in after rush hour and leave before rush hour because traffic made her anxious. They said, no, you have to come in your working hours. And she wound up getting fired 6 months later. Now she's suing them because they made her drive to work during rush hour of all times.
Wow. According to a new survey, 43% of employers now check social media before hiring someone.
Guilty.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys were talking about all my tweets and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we perused every little bit of stuff you had out there.
The things most...
And we still hired him. What the heck?
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, I keep everything clean. It's all PG or less, I think. The things most likely to cost you a job are inappropriate photos, which I'm all right with, posts about drinking or drugs, negative comments about a former boss, anything that shows you lied on your resume, and anything that shows you've lied to get a sick day.
Yeah, tweeting out, not at work today, playing hooky, haha. Yeah, right, not a good idea. Back in February, there was a guy in Austin, Texas, who had a heart attack and called out for help. Now, normally, no one would be home at the time. Michael was riding a stationary bike at the time in his home. He had a heart attack. His 12-year-old daughter was running late for school that day, so she was still in the house. She called 911. She did CPR. Saved his life.
Wow.
So thank goodness she was running late that day and saved dad's life.